Amen. So, did you have a good night's sleep, all of you? Yeah. 休息得好吗？ 休息得好啊。 休息不好，睡觉也不要紧。 在这里睡觉也不要紧。 Time flies. We only have such a short time in this few days, right? Tomorrow noon is going to end. So I'll try to make it short, living, and to the point, so that everybody will really see a clear picture concerning the matter of the worship. Remember John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. You want to read it again or no more? Sure, you want to read it again? 还要再读一遍吗? Oh, you can memorize it already. The Lord says, "The hour is coming, and now is, that the true worshippers worship the Father in spirit and in reality. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and reality." Of course, the middle part says, "For the Father seeketh such to worship Him." You have to realize the Father is seeking for 2,000 years already. 2,000 years. That's an awfully long time. 2,000 years seeking for those who worship Him. Actually, since the creation of Adam, which is about 6,000 years ago, right, God already is looking for a people that will truly worship Him. But, you know, the nations and everybody, they were worshiping idols. They were worshiping, I don't know what, anything. Romans chapter 1 says, they turned the living God into images such as animals, people, and all kinds of things, and worship those things. Right? It's really terrible. Because of sin coming into man and darkness and hardness of heart. So the whole Bible shows us man began to worship demons. Finally, instead of worshiping God, they worship demons and idols and form their own religion. You cannot believe that people worship so many things. The Indian, they worship cows. Would you like to worship cow? You eat the cow. Eat the cow. You don't worship cows, right? Do you like to worship the cow? Yeah, you brought me to a place in Taiwan that worship dogs, right? By God, he was the one who brought me to... Right? Yeah. He was the one who told me, "John, I'm going to take you to see a special place." I said, "Some special place?" He brought me to a place where people worship dogs. You have a lot of dogs in your home. Hope you don't worship them. No. We are supposed to be their master, right? You say, "Pasok." What is the pasok? Really? Now I also learned to tell the dog, "Pasok." Quite, "Pasok." But
Do you believe some people worship dogs? And they worship dogs at midnight, beginning at midnight at 12 o'clock. 是不是？What can I say? They worship anything.
Many years ago, you know, in the Middle Ages, people worshiped the sun. That's why you have Christmas. Christmas has nothing to do with Christ. It has something to do with worshiping the sun. You like to worship the sun? Are you a sun worshiper? Sun God, is the sun God? Why will people think the sun is God? So, the nations in the old days, they worship anything. Dogs, and cats, and cows, the sun. They worship, I don't know what, they worship the dragon, they worship, I don't know what. And yet they will not worship the living God. And so they ended up worshiping the demons. If you don't worship the living God, you will end up worshiping the demons. Satan also wants to have the worship. That's why he told the Lord Jesus Christ, I will give you all the glories in this world if you would bow down and worship me. Satan wants man to worship him. Do you want to worship Satan? You better not do that. They think they were worshiping dogs, but they were worshiping in reality the devils and demons there. Behind every idol is a demon for you to worship. Don't think you're just worshiping that bald-headed guy with a big round stomach. You're worshiping demons that are hiding behind it. So, hey, praise the Lord. The Father is seeking for the true worshipers. Right? So today, a lot of worship, but those are not the true worship. You see so many places saying Sunday morning worship. Those are not worship. Sorry to say. I'm not trying to criticize others. No. But the Father is seeking for true worshipers. Why does he have to seek for true worshipers if you can worship him in any ways? Right? So, the Father is seeking. That means it's hard to find. You're seeking. 还要寻找. If you have to seek, that means it's very difficult to find. You can't find it anywhere. So the Father was seeking for true worshippers for 2,000 years. Are we those true worshippers? You have to realize, don't think to worship God is very easy. If to worship God is very easy, then the Father doesn't need to seek. And first of all, it is not just God in general terms seeking. It is the Father. That means he has to be your father. You have to be qualified to worship the Father, to be his child. You have to be the children. Because it's the Father who is seeking for worship. How many fathers do you have? One. Two. You have an earthly father. And you have a heavenly father. So how many earthly fathers do you have? You have one. One. Now, the Lord Jesus says the Father is seeking such. So, qualification number one, you have to be a son of God. Otherwise, you cannot worship him as the Father. I can't call your earthly father a father. He is not my father.
He's your father, right? You're the son. So to worship the father, we have to be born again to be children of God. So, right? But there are so many children of God today. Who are the real worshipers?
Oh. So don't think to worship the Father is a simple matter. Then you have to worship Him according to His ways. You say, well, what is His way? Read it yourself. If you have a heart to worship Him, then you have to worship Him according to your way, to His way. If
not, then what kind of a worship? You have to know what He wants. If you don't know what He wants, how can you worship Him?
Are you worship? You've got to worship Him in a Buddhist way? No, definitely not. What about a Catholic way? They have a picture mostly of who? Jesus. Baby Jesus. Big, small, black, white. And then they have the statue there in Etza. I don't know who she is, but it's a horrible statue. And that's supposed to be the mother of God, and they worship her. Mother of God. You think God has a mother? God has a mother. They call Him Mother of God. You see, people have all kinds of concepts. Do you worship that way?
No.
No. You worship a German way? No. What is the German way? How about a Lutheran way? Right. It's sad. No, really, it is sad. You have to realize that if in our eyes it is a sad story, what do you think God will feel? This wonderful living God who created everything. Right. Let me read to you the book of Romans, chapter 1. Beginning in verse 18, I'm going to read verse 18. Beginning in verse 18, I will read the NIV version. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Because man is wicked, so they suppress the truth. They didn't want to know. You tell them, they'll kill you. Since what may be known about God is plain to them. Oh, you say, well, nobody preached the gospel to them. How can they know? But the Bible says it's plain to them because God has made it plain to them. How? For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities and powers, His eternal powers and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what was made, so that men are without excuse. You tell me just a simple, beautiful rose with vibrant colors and so fragrant. Who made them? No, nobody made them. It just bang, bing, bang, boom, and whoop. One rose came up. You believe that? You cannot believe that. It's a beautiful design and fragrance.
and the colors.
If you are a reasonable man, you should ask, who made this?
It must be somebody who designed it, made it. If I tell you
that little microphone, nobody made it. Nobody designed it. It just developed by itself. I don't know how, but just bang, bang, bang. And you put all the metals in a box and you shake, 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 shake for 10 years. Out come a wonderful microphone. What would you think I am? Loco loco. Why? Don't you think this man lacks some screws in his mind? Now let me show you this handsome. His forefather was a monkey, you know. And an orangutan. And somehow, that orangutan was so scientific, daily he started to change his DNA and took some of it. And that orangutan was playing with it. After 1,000 years, a man came out. Do you believe that? Frank, you're a reasonable man. Do you believe that? Don't believe that? Thank you. You don't even have to have the Bible to know that God exists. But because of sin and darkness, the nature of the devil was injected into man, darkness came in. And man came from evolution through an orangutan. And a little monkey. But how come if I tell you, oh, you look like a monkey, are you happy? You look like a gorilla. What would you say? My mama. What about Maria? It's all gone, ma. Sometimes I joke with people, if an orangutan heard our theory that we came from them, they would get angry. Because they say, we have not done what you have done, so much corruption, killing people, war, inventing weapon of mass destruction. And they will say, you definitely did not come from us. If I were an orangutan and I can talk, I would tell you that. Wrong theory. We are much better than you. Coming back to this word. And although they knew God, they neither glorified him, in verse 21, they neither glorified him as God and gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile, vanity, foolish, and their foolish heart was darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God, the eternal God, for the image made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. My goodness, now you know why they worship all the reptiles and cows and dogs. And, oh my goodness, how can a man who is much more intelligent worship the dog? What happened to you? I'm just trying to stir you up to know how crazy human beings have become. Unreasonable, darkened.
Right?
你这个狗乱跑，把它抓起来，把它煮一煮，吃下去。Why do I read this? To show you that this is what fallen human beings do. They worship men. They worship men. Why do you worship men? Are you going to worship me? You should tell me, why don't you worship me? Why should I worship you? You worship me. We're just men, unworthy of any worship. Don't worship me. Even we Christians, oh, he's a great speaker. Oh, my goodness, you start to uplift and exalt this man. At the end, you're not worshiping the Lord Jesus, you're worshiping this man. History repeats itself again and again and again and again. We never learn. Even we Christians, we never learn. So who do you worship? And how do you worship him? If you said you're worshiping God, well, okay, who is this God? Unknown God? He's your Father, Heavenly Father. That's why we spend a couple of meetings concerning the Father. Don't think I just share something doctrinally for you. No, we need to have a relationship with this wonderful Father. How come you have a good relationship with your Father, but you don't have a good relationship with a Heavenly Father? Right? So, we all need to know the Heavenly Father. Otherwise, you cannot worship. You don't know him, how can you worship him? But the Lord Jesus says, the Father seeks such to worship him. Right? So, we should really have a relationship with our Father. That's normal. That is really normal. But that's why you have the triune God. The Father is the top. And we are the children of God. Right? Yep. And then verse 24, I just read it to you, especially young people. Therefore, God gave them up, right, to the sinful desires of their heart, even to sexual impurity, for the degrading of their bodies with one another. That's the reason why you have the gays today. Yep. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the created things rather than the Creator, who is to be praised forever. Amen. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged their natural relations for an unnatural one. In the same way, the men who abandoned their natural relationship with women and were inflamed with lust for one another, men committing indecent acts with other men and receiving themselves the due penalty for their perversion. I'm reading this for the sake of you young people here. Because today the world is promoting homosexuality and gay marriages. Even President Obama went recently to University of California in Irvine to give a speech to the graduating class of 2014. And in the speech, he said, this gay marriage is the most progressive and advanced thought of this modern age in the United States. I'm ashamed that we have such a president speaking to the graduating class, all the young people. If I was there, I would have stood up and told, Mr. President, may I read the Bible? Do you respect the Bible? Let me read to you Romans chapter 1. You are not progressive, you are regressive. The Word of God is very clear. The CEO of Apple just recently in this week declared, and I'm proud of being gay, this is the greatest gift that God has given me. Whoa, maybe your God is a cow. Your God is a cow because he's an Indian, so maybe his God, he's not referring to the real God. Maybe he's referring to the Indian holy cow. You can really see man became darkened. We're talking about worship. I don't want to talk just doctrine with you. Young people, you really need to know, because people will come to you and say, you're intolerant. You're not open. You're narrow-minded. You should be open to this. They were born with that. My Bible says they were not born with God. They were cursed with that. That's perversion. Period. Period, 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 period. I put 10 period in it. May the Lord open our eyes. While the world is going to that direction, we must go to the other direction, the heavenly direction. We must worship the living God. Love him, because he's our Father. We are born again. We are his children. To worship him in the proper church life, which is the heavenly Jerusalem, spiritual house. I hope that just that by this simple word here in Romans chapter 1, you're all clear, right? You're clear? Need any more explanation? Oh, you say, John, oh, you shouldn't talk like that. You're going to offend them. I'm just speaking the truth. You're offended? You must be one of them or something like that. So, be reasonable. We Christians must be the most reasonable people on this earth. Because our God is a very reasonable God. Right? Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind, a reprobate mind, rebellious, to do what they ought not to do. They were filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They were full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossipers, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Oh my goodness. Are you going to add some more to the list? This is what happened to the fallen human nature. We need salvation. Praise the Lord. Okay, so much for that. Enough, right? Enough? Oh, you want me to read some more? I got some more verses. The last, you read it. I'm not going to read it. Thank you. Because I couldn't read on anymore. It's so terrible. That's why John read the last verse, which is good. After reading up to that point, it's already up to here. If I read some more, I'll be drowned. Do you need salvation? We have to thank the Lord for the wonderful salvation given to us today. We don't appreciate very much how we are preserved in the church life. Right. We're really preserved. Right. It doesn't mean that we go about, fighting against this. But you have to know the truth. And the truth will set you free. I don't like to see our young people influenced by such things. No. Be reasonable. Be reasonable. Now, coming back to the worship. In order to worship the fathers, we need to know the way he wants us to worship. That's why we have the Bible. And before we go on, you have to realize, don't consider Genesis all the way to Malachi, the Old Testament. Oh, that is not called the Old Testament. I have to say it 1,000 times to get into your head. Otherwise, you will always say, the Old Testament says, wrong. The Scripture says. The Lord Jesus never referred to the prophets and Moses and the Psalms as the Old Testament, because those scriptures are the living word of God. The Old Testament only exclusively refer to the covenant that God made with the people, earthly people of Israel, to deal with them according to the law. That was the old covenant. But from Genesis all the way to Malachi, this is the Holy Scriptures, the living Word of God. So from now on, Lorraine, don't say the Old Testament says. No, that is not the Old Testament. Those are the Holy Scriptures, the living Word of God. So the Scriptures during the age of the Old Testament, I can say that. But don't say the Old Testament says no, because God's word is timeless. God's word is living. It is the breath of God. It gives life and it shows us and it reveals so much of Christ. Let me read. Let's read together Gospel of Luke. The last chapter, 24, okay? Not 25, huh? Remember, there's no Luke 25. Luke chapter 24. Johann, how many chapters again? In Luke? 24 chapters. Luke chapter 24. Verse 45. Let me read to you. Then he opened their minds so that they could understand the Old Testament. Understand what? The Scriptures, not the Old Testament. The Scriptures. And he told them, this is what is written already in the Scriptures. That Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Right? So you can really see that. Now let us go to verse 44. And he said to them, this is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. The law of Moses, meaning the five books of Moses, the Pentateuch, from Genesis to Deuteronomy. And the Lord says, their writing is about him. Right. So don't say we have nothing to do anymore with the Old Testament. With the Old Testament, yes, we have nothing to do because the covenant is over, but not the Holy Scriptures. In fact, you need the Holy Scriptures to fully understand the New Testament writings. Why is it that the New Testament is only so thin, so to speak, and the Holy Scripture is so thick? Now, you tell me why. Because in order to understand, all the explanation of this part is already written. In this part. So if you want to know this part, you need to read this part. I know Lorraine loves to read. Now I'm going to see every day you're sitting there reading this part. Because without reading this part, you will not fully understand this part. If you want to know worship, worship in spirit and in reality, well, how come he didn't say more? Because the
All the principles of the worship is already here.
Here. May the Lord open our eyes. Now, let's come to, time is so short. Let's come to the real worship. I'm going to start with a feast, because the feast is the basis of our worship. The basis, right? Jerusalem is a place. When to come to worship? When do you come to worship? Tell me, in the New Testament, Lord's Day, Sunday. Oh, why? So if it's Sunday, so let's come to worship. What do you do on Sunday? Why Sunday? So you have to realize the basis, right, and the right occasion to worship. Now if we read, go to this outline that we have put here together. Be one to keep the feasts. Let us read, or somebody read to us. Exodus 23:14-17. Anybody has it? Yeah. Anybody who has it can stand up and read it. You have it? Okay, please.
3 times a year you shall keep the feast to me in the year. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. You shall eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded you, in the time appointed in the month of Abib. For in it you came out of Egypt, none shall appear before me empty.
None shall appear before me empty. Okay, this is very important. And then?
And the
Feast of Harvest.
The first fruits of your labor, which you have sown in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And the Feast of Ingathering at the end of the year.
Mm.
When you have gathered in the fruit of your labors from the field.
Yes.
3 times in the year, all your male shall appear before the Lord God.
All the male shall appear.
You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice,
okay,
bread, nor shall the fat of my sacrifice remain until morning.
That's right. Amen.
You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk.
Amen. 34, verse 23. Yeah. Just one verse.
Three times a year. All your men shall appear before the Lord God of Israel.
Amen. 3 times a year. Why are these 3 times so important? Because all these 3 times has something directly to do with the time of the feasts. There are 7 feasts. There are 7 feasts. The first time has 3 feasts. Passover. I'm going to write it a little bit larger. Can you read? Yeah. Can you see? Okay. 逾越节. And then you have the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. And then you have the Feast of the First Fruits. The harvest. The first harvest. The first fruits. 3 feasts together, because these are very close together. These are the 3 feasts. And the second time that they have to come to Jerusalem to worship, to keep the feast, it is the Feast of what? The Feast of Weeks. So 7 weeks after this time is the Feast of Weeks. So this is the Feast of Pentecost. So that is the second time they have to come to Jerusalem to worship. And the third time is what? The last three feasts, the last harvest of the year. Another three feasts, the Feast of the Trumpets, okay? And then the Feast of Atonement. And then you have the last one, is the Feast of the Tabernacles. These three feasts. So you have 3, 1, and 3. Okay? You have to realize this. There are 7 feasts altogether. How many feasts?
7.
You better remember that. Okay? So actually, these 7 feasts are divided into 4 and 3. Because all these 4 feasts were accomplished by the Lord in His first coming. When the Lord came the first time, He accomplished the Passover, the unleavened bread, first fruits, and the Pentecost, pouring out of the Holy Spirit. And then the last 3 feasts will have something to do with the Lord's second coming. That's why you have all the 7 feasts, right, divided into 2 main sections. The first 4 concerning the Lord's coming, and the last 3 concerning the Lord's second coming. Are you? It's okay? Right? Clear. Right. Now, before that, I have to tell you something before we go on. Why is it that in this whole package of worship, it's a package, we have the offerings and the feasts here? What are these 2 items here? How are they related to each other? Right? Now, the feasts here, let me write it down, right? The feasts. It's prepared by God for us. So, God prepared the feasts for us here. Right? And here is God. So, God prepared the feasts for us to enjoy. The feasts are for us. Right? Now, the offerings here are prepared by us for God. You need to see this. So there are 2 aspects here. We must keep the feasts for our enjoyment. The feasts are prepared by God through Jesus Christ for us. So the first time when the Lord Jesus came to this earth, He prepared all the feasts for us. He fulfilled the Passover. He is the Passover feast. He is our Feast of the Unleavened Bread. He is our Feast of the First Fruits. And we enjoy the Feast of the Passover. He poured out His Holy Spirit for us. So in the first feast, everything is done by the Lord Jesus Christ for all of us. A feast is for you to enjoy, right? A feast. Don't you like to go to a feast? Oh, there's a lot of food, right? You have lechon, oh my goodness, lechon. Not bad. I really love Filipino lechon. Lechon, fried chicken, and you have all kinds of wonderful food. Right? I don't know if kamayan still exists. Right? Still exists? Oh, okay. Anyway, the feasts prepared by God for us. But the offerings here should be prepared by us for God. This is very important. It is not good if everything just comes for us, for us, for us, for us, and nothing from us to go. So, 有从天而降，也有从我们这一边的而生上升，给父神来享受。 The feast is for us to enjoy, but the offerings is for God to enjoy. We only think about us, right? Everything comes down, but no, nothing goes up. That's not good. That is not good, right? So, whatever He gives us, that is for our enjoyment. Now, whatever we bring to God is for our worship. So, according to the Bible, the true worship, you must bring something to satisfy God. That's why the verse here says, in number 4, the offerings are God's food and God's bread for God to enjoy. You have to read the verses here. Well, maybe nobody told you God needs some food. You think God doesn't know how to enjoy? You're wrong. The very fact that God created such a wonderful earth is for you to what? Just to live and exist? What do you think? All of these wonderful things, are they for dogs to enjoy? For monkeys to enjoy? Monkeys restaurant. Have you been to a monkeys restaurant? Gorillas restaurant. The monkeys, the only thing they know how to enjoy is bananas. Bananas. How about you? What do you enjoy? Frank, what do you enjoy? Frank always, sometimes when I come home, at least once, take me to the fine dining. So many foods, they're fresh and living and wonderful things. We went to the marketplace, right? Wow, Clara's eyes became so big. Wow, such a big, big lobster, big crabs, big shrimps, and big this and big that. If you bring a monkey there, the monkeys will be looking for bananas. Where's bananas? They won't even notice the big lobster from Mindanao. So, do you think God created all these things for the animals to enjoy? What do you think? God created all this for you to enjoy. Well, if there is no human being on this earth, who is going to enjoy all these things? And then who is going to rule over this earth if there is no human being? You like to let the monkeys rule? Can the monkeys rule? Yeah. Well, if it is like the rule in Manila, maybe the monkeys could do a better job. You shouldn't tell Estrada that. But if there are no human beings, who is going to rule this earth? But unfortunately, the human beings are fallen. That's why you have this kind of a rule in situations. But I don't want to be distracted. God has created so much for you to enjoy. Okay? What do you give God to enjoy? You said you want to worship God. So, you're going to give your money for God to enjoy? You think God can enjoy your pesos? What does He want to do with the pesos? Only the pastors enjoy your pesos, not God. God will not enjoy your patience. What is God going to do? Buy a Mercedes-Benz? He doesn't need one. Ezekiel told us he has a much better transportation. Have you been to Ezekiel conference? He has a much better transportation. What are you going to give God? You have to ask, Father, what do you enjoy? You want to worship God? You have to ask the Father, what do you enjoy? What do you want me to give you? You have to ask Him. If you don't ask Him, you'll never know. But nobody asks, what do you want to enjoy? You don't ask. Well, the Father will say, I already told you. Why don't you read Leviticus chapters 1 to 7? You keep on asking me, but it's already written there. Read the Bible and you will know what I want. Right? So if you read Leviticus chapters 1 to 7, you will see all the wonderful offerings there that a father wants you to bring to him. Right? So you need to know the offerings, but then when do you bring it to him? He will set the right time, the appointed time at the feasts. Yeah. Do you feast every day? No, that doesn't call feast. But if it's somebody's birthday, so you celebrate birthday every day? Any day? Any time? No. The day of your birth. Right? You think God didn't have an appointed feast? God is not a God of, I don't know, just whatever He likes. No, everything is appointed by God here. The feasting time. So if you say, I am too busy, you know, I am too busy. Every time God has His appointed feast and you're too busy, what are you going to do? Are you too busy to come to the feast? God will not force you. He will not force you. But if you have a heart for the Lord, you stop. There was a young couple in Malaysia. They had a pharmacy. Previously, they were very busy. Open up the shop even on Sunday, because on Sunday, the best time for business. So somebody's competing with the father. So Sunday is the best time for business. So one day the Lord really stirred up their heart for God. So from that time on, Sunday, close shop. They come to the feasting time to worship the living God. Well, isn't that wonderful? What is more important, your business or the worship? Right? So you have to realize that the basis, the time, the appointed time to really worship God is not just any time. Right? And the place is not just any place. It's Jerusalem. And today it's a heavenly Jerusalem. You cannot just go to any place. No, no. Do you like to go to just any restaurant? No, I don't know. You like to go to any restaurant? Oh, I'm going to celebrate your birthday. Let's go to, what is that famous Filipino fast food? Jollibee. It is It is Lorraine's birthday. Let's go to Jollibee. Let's go to Mickey D's, McDonald's. Will you be happy? Lorraine's birthday. Let's go to Jollibee. No? Burger King. Oh, KFC. How about that? Frank, it's your wife's birthday. Take her to Jollibee. I don't think Gigi will be very happy. What? You celebrate my birthday in Jollibee? Okay, not Jollibee. Let's go to McDonald's. You're going to be happy. Would you do that, Frank? Why will you worship God just to choose any place you like? What if God doesn't like it? Now, what do you think? You haven't asked, 父神啊，你要我在哪里？ 侍奉你，敬拜你，你要问啊，不要随随便便到什么地方都敬拜啊，什么地方都可以，哪里什么地方都可以。我的圣经不是这样说的，不但是圣经没有这样说啊，圣经就是说你们不可以像以往一样，个人各以为好的，你们就去做。 Don't do what is right in your own eyes. You have no choice. The only choice is God's choice. If you ask me, John, why are you here? I will not tell you because this is right, this is scriptural, this is... I will forget about all that. I will only tell you because my God's choice is this place. Sorry. I have no choice. You may have a lot of choices. But I don't. I'm not going to argue with you who is right, who is wrong. No, but my only concern between me and this wonderful Father whom I worship is this your place? If he says yes, here I am. Because it is about God. It is about worshiping my Father. It is not about who is right, who is wrong, who is scriptural, not scriptural. There is an arguing, fighting. I don't care. I will not argue. Maybe 40 years ago, I will argue with you. But now my hair is white. I don't argue with you anymore. I don't argue much anymore. If you want to go there, you like Jollibee, please go. Jollibee will be very happy to have you. Go. That's your taste. Go. I will not convince you not to go to Jollibee. But I will tell you, sorry, it's not my taste, and it's not the Father's taste. That's it. So what is your taste? Heavenly taste. So, I'm sorry, it's already 10 o'clock. But at least this principle you have to see before we go on. You have to realize what is this worship all about in the Bible. The right place, the right occasion, and bring the right offerings. Food for God. Don't think God will accept any food. Don't bring Thai food, it's too hot, too spicy. God has a heavenly taste. Do you know what his taste is? What? Christ. Jesus Christ. As the reality of all this offering, he even already declared from heaven, "This is my beloved food in whom I am really longing for to satisfy me. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. He's not well pleased with anything you just cook by yourself. Just like Abel and Cain. Abel and Cain, in the very beginning of the Bible, they both offered to God. One offered the lamb. The other one offered the fruit of his own labor. He was digging, doing so much. Which offering did God accept? You think God will accept any offering? Haven't you read? Haven't you learned? God will not accept anything. You give me something that is too salty, I'm just sorry, too salty. And then you said, you take away, you add some more sugar, I'll tell you, sorry, it's too sweet. Even you will not just eat anything, will you? You think God will accept anything, any offerings? From the very beginning of the Bible, God already tells you, hey, Johann, don't just bring me anything. Don't be like Cain. Be like Abel. Because Abel offered to God what God requires. So, you need to learn the feasts, what they are, all these feasts, and the offerings, what they are. We don't have much time left, right? 3 meetings. It's okay. We will finish it in 3 meetings. It's 10 o'clock. Right? But if you don't see this, then it's no point of talking about that. But you have to see these wonderful divine principles in the Bible. Then you will know how to worship God. Okay? 明白了没有？清楚了？清楚了啊？好，OK。